Welcome to the Australian Chiropractors Association podcast. The ACA is the peak body representing chiropractors in Australia. These podcasts explore the science, art, philosophy, and politics of chiropractic, as well as reviewing the latest research and discussing how chiropractors can strive for excellence in practice.
Welcome to the Australian Chiropractors Association National Podcast. I'm your podcast host, Dr. Kim Lee Zhong. I'd like to begin our podcast by respectfully acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we record this podcast and pay our respects to the elders past and present. We recognise and honour their ongoing connection to land, waters, culture and community. We extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people listening in today. Listeners, we've got a cracker of a show today, and no pun intended there. Today's conversation is one I know will resonate with a lot of you listeners. Whether you've been in practice for 5 years, 1 year, or even 35 years, this is going to be very relevant in today's social market. Today, I'm joined by someone who's redefining what digital marketing actually means for health practices in the modern age. Our guest is Eva Boithreitner, founder and CEO of Strive Digital, a performance-focused agency that helps clinics convert online inquiries into booked, showed-up patients, and not just clicks or what we describe as vanity metrics. What sets Eva apart is her strategic approach built on years of experience on both the client and the agency sides, designing systems that pretty much work to support the entire patient journey, which we're going to really go into detail with today. Eva has worked closely with chiropractors all over the country, helping them understand marketing, not as ads or leads, but from the first click to the first adjustment and beyond. Eva, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. So for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Eva. I'm originally from Austria, as you can maybe hear from the accent. I've always been in marketing, especially in digital marketing, with bachelor in e-business, as well as like my MBA in marketing specialization as well. I've worked in-house as well as like on the agency side of things in terms of helping different kind of industries and companies. Started my business 6 years ago, and actually we just celebrated a 5 year anniversary with one of our chiropractic clients.
That's fantastic. Really great. That's fantastic. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
5 years. Wow. You're obviously exceptionally well qualified to be talking to me today, and I'll probably feel like an absolute noob talking to you.
No, not at all.
You're going to try to shed the light for me here. Firstly, I sort of started at the beginning by mentioning how you go about doing this. You often talk about looking at marketing through the patient's journey, quote unquote, the patient's journey. And rather than just, you know, focus on ads or leads, what does that actually mean in simple terms?
So I've obviously, when I talk with different chiropractitioners over the years, it's very much like, we don't want to have the people that are just looking for a quick crack. And that's the very often what I've heard. And that's the same kind of thing when it comes to marketing. We don't want to have someone that just wants to have a bunch of leads, because leads at the end of the day is not really the outcome that we're looking for. We're looking for the ideal client that is coming to your practice over and over again to look at things holistically and not just a quick one-term solution. And that's very much that what we're looking for in order to help people. So it's about looking into like the whole patient journey of really finding the ideal client that stays with you for years, and not just someone that comes in for something that they think is magically going to help them from one edge to the other.
Yeah, I think that ties in really well with the chiropractic philosophy, that whole holistic approach, the whole ongoing care for a lifetime. So yeah, that's fantastic that you've been able to do that with the chiropractic clients of yours. Many of the chiropractors who probably don't even know about digital marketing, they were trained in a time where effectively you could just hang up a shingle, put up a sign, says I'm a chiropractor, and people find them. Why do you think that doesn't really work anymore in this day and age?
I think like now we're just so overwhelmed with all the information we're getting every single second almost. If it's on our phone, if it's on our billboards, if it's like when you go to Woolies and there are just constantly signs screaming at you. So everything and everyone is like really fighting for our attention. And that's why we're like, we need to rethink of how we're positioning ourselves on the different channels to communicating to our ideal client and communicating what we have in place that is different to maybe someone else.
Mm. So you mentioned just then think differently. Why and how should a chiropractor think differently? In what sense do you think?
Because we just need to adapt of like the times that we're in potentially of like that we're not just walking around looking at signs anymore. We are actively on our phones. We're scrolling way more than we've done the last couple of years. So the consumer behavior just changed quite rapidly. And that's how we also need to adjust our behavior in terms of like how we're communicating to our ideal clients.
Yeah, certainly that attention factor is a big thing. You know, everything is seeking our attention at the moment. And so it must be hard. And it would have to be a tricky thing to do to be able to. And that's why your level of expertise would be really handy in terms of working out how to grab that attention in such a short time frame as well.
Yeah, and it's really handy as well if you know your ideal client and you know how they communicate, how they think, what kind of words they are using, because that obviously can differentiate you and really talk to and resonate to your ideal client so much quicker than if you would just do it very generically.
Yeah, totally. Couldn't agree more. So in terms of the ads then, that sort of ads and a common question is, do you need a big budget to begin with in terms of setting, seeing results occur, or can you start, you know, conservatively with just a little bit of money? What's the best approach to that?
We usually recommend to start with a little bit of budget, just like with maybe a little bit of a bigger budget at the beginning, just to help the system find its place and get the ball rolling. Once, just like with as it is with a snowball down the hill, once it has momentum, it actually it's really good to keep the speed, even if it's with less budget. For example, some of our clients, they are as small as $35 a day because they don't need a huge volume, and the system already knows who we're looking for. And once that is in place, we can adjust it to more or less depending on the demand and what is actually needed.
So very much tapping into how the algorithm will interpret the information that you put out there.
Exactly.
And I love that analogy, the snowballing effect, you know, and once it gathers momentum, it just keeps going and you don't need to put a lot of effort into it then.
Exactly. Or even like with the bike, like the training wheel, if you need the training wheels at the beginning, because you need to have to get to the speed. And once you're at the speed, you can put your hands away, you can put the training wheels away because it runs. Going.
Yeah. Well, that makes so much sense. And that's such a great analogy to go by too. Before any clinic even considers running ads, what needs to be in place internally so it doesn't become effectively a waste of money?
They need to make sure they actually can handle the demand. If someone can't, if we deliver, for example, hundreds of new leads and ideal patients, would you be able to handle 20, 30 new patients a month? So that's like that question that you actually have to ask yourself of like, is my team set up to actually handle it? Mm-hmm. Is someone there to communicate with someone that actually puts them in an inquiry? Are you able to book them in? Is there availability? All of those kind of things make a big difference to see the success of running ads for your practice.
So the office itself must have some degree of structure and systems and procedures in place before they engage in this, because it could be an avalanche, a flooding of new patients, right?
Exactly, and then it would be negative, obviously, to your business because you don't want to disappoint anyone as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, oh, they're too busy. I haven't heard back from them.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely something you want to avoid as well.
Exactly. Okay, so another question that I've been asked many times before in through my time, you know, I've been in practice for 30 years now, and I'm still very much heavily engaged with a lot of the younger chiropractors. And one of the questions they often ask me now that we're in this digital space is, which platform You know, so we've got Google Ads, we've got Meta, we've got Facebook and Instagram. From your perspective and your experience, which one have you found to be, which platform have been proven to be most effective for the patient acquisition aspect?
I think it very much depends on different kind of factors. It depends mm-hmm. on where you're located. It depends on also understanding the platforms, how they work. So, for example, Google Ads system very much depends on the search inquiries that are happening around you. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you can't just get people that are not actively looking for you to be seeing your ads on Google Ads, because it doesn't work that way. Someone needs to actually look for chiropractors near me, look for a solution for tense necks or whatever mm-hmm. to actually get in contact with you. So they need to have an intent already there, which obviously is great, because those people are like more likely to engage with you because they're already problem aware and potentially even solution aware. Whereas like on Facebook, they might be just scrolling around on Instagram. They might just have no idea of what is actually happening. But in the back of their mind, they know they have a little bit of a sore neck. They have a little bit of back problems. And then they see an ad that really resonates with them. That it shows the problem and the solution. And they might be like, okay, cool. Yes, today's the day. I might just actually leave my details and qualify myself and actually make this happening, because I've been thinking about it for way too long. So yeah. It's different kind of angles to think about, because the platforms just work very differently.
Yeah, so it's not just a simple answer as to which one's better over the other one. I think that's where someone like yourself, and like I said, your expertise will be able to guide the chiropractor who are looking into digital marketing to try and guide them in that way best.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of clinic owners say that, and I have heard this as well, that they say that they're actually running ads, whether it be on Facebook or, you know, through Google, but they don't feel it's worth it. Why is this such a common experience?
I think there's like the very often the disconnect of the results and the practice, where we've like seen in the past, where like even years ago, when we've like delivered hundreds of leads and we're like, this works great. From our end, it's like we are ticking all the boxes, so what do you mean it's not working well? And then whereas like then the practice owners are like, well, we can't reach those people, they're actually not showing up, and if they're showing up, they're actually not good people and they're not actually turning into a care plan. So those kind of things, just we just didn't know, or like some people just don't have the conversation with their agency that they're working with. So it's very good to really track everything along the way of like you're tracking not just the lead volume, you're also tracking how many people are actually qualified of those people and how many people are actually contactable and getting booked into an appointment. And then you're also making sure that you're tracking also how many actually showing up and converting into a care plan. So you want to have really a visibility of all those kind of metrics to, at the end of the day, be able to calculate what is the tangible return of investment that I've like put into this kind of effort to make sure it's actually worth it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So it's quite detailed. Well, maybe you can run us through what actually happens after someone clicks an ad, the process to which I guess we're looking at from the back end of the system now, whether the person wants to do this by themselves, but they don't really have any understanding. Maybe you can share some light about what actually happens once a potential patient clicks the ad.
Yeah. So once someone sees an ad, it resonates with them, they're clicking on the ad, you want to make sure you do the first kind of qualification already within the system. So you want to make sure they're answering a few questions that really filters the people that are just tire kickers and the right kind of people. So you want to make sure things like location, if they are close by, if not, if they're willing to travel. Things like how urgent their need is or what they're actually looking for. If they're just looking for a quick fix, very often different chiropractors don't want to see those kind of people. So we can disqualify them already as well, that they're just not the right kind of people that they're what we're offering. As well as like maybe past behaviors that can be potentially a red flag. Some what we've seen in the past is if someone comes in and they have the tendency of cancelling and rescheduling appointments, mm-hmm. they might just keep on having this behaviour moving forward. And that's why we sometimes disqualifying those people, just because we want to make sure we are respectful to our team's time as well.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe let's look at how... from a practical point of view, some of the bottlenecks that may occur with leads versus bookings. You said before that no one actually really cares about the leads that they get. Firstly, why is that? And then secondly, my second part of the question would be how quickly, you sort of touched on it too, how quickly should the clinic or the, you know, the office really be contacting inquiries to maximize their booking? So I'm imagining these are sort of the bottlenecks that can occur. So first question to you, Eva, is why is it that no one really cares about, you know, how many leads you get?
Yeah. Leads and lead volume is such a vanity number because everyone is excited about the possibility that a lead can bring. Yeah. But very often it's obviously we just care about who actually shows up and who actually is our ideal client. Hmm. So that's the kind of the reason why we don't really care about the volume. We care about the end result. Mm. And in terms of the how quickly or like when to contact people, ideally as soon as possible. And we want to have the chance as well for our staff, for our reception team or whatever, to be able to maybe even present who they are and what we're standing for. So a human touch makes a big difference in order to convert those people, because at the end of the day, if I'm looking for getting my problem resolved in what way, whatever, I'm more likely to see Janice down the road or Lisa or whoever that I've just talked to than if I just click on something and book something online, because I already have that kind of relationship with that person compared to if I just click on something that has no meaning to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I think that's such a big factor, because as chiropractors, we value the human touch. We value the human contact. It's one of the rare professions that are still having that engagement with people, as in people to people rather than robot to people. So how important is that? You sort of touched on it, but how important is that really in terms of conversion wise? And how much time do they need to have on that phone call in order to ensure that that conversion is, you know, had?
It's like one of the most important things, because once we see that the system itself works, mm-hmm. of like people, the ad resonates, people are clicking, people actually going through the funnel itself, and then they're actually leaving the details. So we can see it works. Mm-hmm. It's really important as well that once that's happening, they get in contact as soon as possible. That's like probably the biggest thing that it drops them off from the practice side of things. Mm-hmm. So ideally we would recommend to contact them within the first half hour, just because then the likelihood of them actually getting booked in and still knowing what they've done is much higher compared to if they just then get contacted a day after or 2 days after, because we forget what we're doing and we've seen maybe hundreds of fun things that just, again, fights for our attention that we just forget what we've done potentially.
Yeah. So in terms of that, what about say after hours or weekends? Should those people be contacted straight away in terms of what you're saying there? Or do we have this sort of leeway in terms of headspace wise that it's Saturday night, you know, it's Sunday afternoon, or it's, you know, Thursday evening and they've submitted it? And, you know, maybe the office might track it, but what likelihood is it that they're going to track it? And then two, is it effective to ring them at those sort of, you know, I guess almost like a non-business day?
Yeah, I think like that's what we've also seen, like also in other industries, you want to be really respectful of the privacy time of someone. So even when we've been running different offers in quite aggressive markets like finance and real estate, it's obviously a very aggressive market sometimes in terms of communication. Mm. So people, if they're getting contacted before 8 o'clock and after something like 7, 8 o'clock at night, they don't take it in a very good way. On also Sundays, it's something a little bit of a sacred thing, Sundays, because it's like, it's my day off. I don't want to be contacted by someone. Yeah. So be mindful and respectful, obviously, of someone's time. Also location-wise, if you contacted someone that is like, late at night, I would not recommend calling someone late at night.
I agree. And so I guess to some degree, those are the ones where it's allowable to, say, contact the next day as such, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you want to make sure it obviously fits with your lifestyle as well and your team's lifestyle. You don't want to push someone to call someone at 10 o'clock at night just for the sake of getting a booking come in. You want to make sure that it's within reasonable time that you get in contact with them as soon as possible.
Yeah, okay. I guess to some degree, maybe the next question you may sort of answer already is the flip side of it. Okay, what are some of the biggest mistakes that offices or clinics make that causes people not to actually show up?
Yeah, obviously, as mentioned before, it's like the calling too late, or potentially also like booking them too far in advance. If you're getting excited about having so many leads coming in and so many potential new patients, and then you're just like getting those people to be booked in further away, which obviously looks great if your calendar is booked for the next few weeks. But at the end of the day, if so many cancellations are coming through, no one is going to be happy about that either. So you have to have that kind of sweet spot where it's like someone that comes in today with a problem can be still booked in next few days.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Seems a bit common sense-like.
Exactly.
Now, we talked about metrics and you talk about vanity metrics. I love that term, vanity metrics. There are too many people who are probably out there, you know, spruiking their so-called metrics and really means nothing. Yeah. So what other numbers do most offices obsess over? And actually, they probably don't tell very much, do they? What are these ones that we really should be like, let's not obsess over that? What are those metrics?
The big one would be like volume of leads. If it's like hundreds and 200 leads, like, again, no one cares about that. We do want to keep an eye of like making sure that we have an understanding of like the cost per lead. But it's at the end of the day, again, it doesn't really mean anything because you want to make sure you understand how much you actually pay for someone showing up to an appointment. That's that's the number that you actually want to see that makes sense. One, when we're talking with someone that potentially wants to work with us, we're always going through like a calculator to really put in the numbers and plugging in to see what is the thing at the end of the day. So we're plugging in things like the patient lifetime value. That's a really important one because we're not chasing the return from the first appointment. That doesn't really, it's the ongoing thing that we're looking for. So the patient lifetime value is what we're plugging in. We're plugging in the conversion rate that you have internally. If someone comes into an appointment, how likely is that person converting to your to the care plan or like to any kind of ongoing treatment? And then what we're also looking into is like, what are you paying to your chiropractic team? So if you have a commission rate of 40-50% or whatever, you want to make sure to plug that number in as well, because you need to track what you're actually getting in terms of profit at the end of the day.
Okay, makes sense. So in terms of ROI, that's the biggest thing, right? You really want to know just those basic simple metrics that will give you a great understanding whether or not the return on investment is actually worth it, right?
Yeah.
So you mentioned the biggest frustration is not knowing if the ads are actually paying off. If you do come across that, how do you go about with the client in solving such a problem?
You mean like if they're working with us or if they...
Yeah, so let's say they're using your agency and between yourself and the client, they sort of mentioned that I'm feeling like it's a bit frustrating. It's not really, you know, my return investment is not happening there. What are some of the steps that you generally like to run through to help them solve that particular problem?
Yeah, so... that's why we like have that conversation at the very beginning, just to we have understanding of like what is possible and what is not possible, as well as like what are the realistic expectations as well. Obviously, like for some of our clients, we have like returns of like 10 to 30x, so it's like amazing, but not everyone is always getting those kind of great results. So really making sure the understanding, first of all, is also there of like what is possible. In terms of like solving it ongoingly for our clients, we have like really good reporting, and we've actually created our internal dashboard, because what was so frustrating as well in the past was that kind of miscommunication and you don't really know what is happening. So what we've done, we've built our own system that actually talks with the different platforms and can actually then see at the end of the day what is actually the return that you're getting, what is the number at the end of the day that is there, and also like what is the cost and what are the different metrics in between. So and this way we can actually then be able to tweak and improve things along the way, because we have a tangible thing that we are chasing, and it's not just a it doesn't feel good this month compared to we see the numbers, we know what is happening. So that helped me as well in terms of transparency, because I hate the feeling when we are not delivering of like what I know is possible. But having those numbers and seeing that and tracking the results ongoingly can really make everyone feel just so much better, because we have a Northern Star and we see what is happening now.
Yeah, right. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I think that that's really important to for those listening out there, is to understand that it can be solved. Okay, it's just a matter of working out exactly where those blockages are, and then in turn working through with someone like yourself in terms of the expertise that you have to be able to overcome that, which is great. That's exactly where, you know, most chiropractors probably don't even know that, but having an agency, someone like yourself can see that. So, and having all those systems that you've put in place, you know, all those platforms that you've set up, that would make it certainly a lot easier to be able to see. And, you know, as you said, black and white, you can't argue with that, can you? You know, it's not a feeling thing, you know. So yeah, I totally get that. So one of the things that's really important, and I do see a lot of these ads in my local area, so maybe you can share a bit of light in terms of content. Does content matter in terms of what they put on those digital ads? You know, is it more, say, educational content compared to, say, here's an offer, or is it more about specifically about chiropractic, or is it health in general? There's one that sort of seem to show a stronger performance and likely get a conversion depending on the type of content? Does that matter much?
Yeah, it does matter quite a bit, and especially if you like, if you're, for example, doing Facebook ads, Instagram ads, it does depend very much on it. And you, it's healthy to know as well who is your competition. You can always see as well on the Facebook library, there's a specific link that you can plug in and see what other people are doing. So if you can put in the name of your competitor, for example, and you can see if they're running ads and what kind of ads they're running. So it's good to know what is out there. And once you have an understanding with that, you can also see what feels good for you. So what we've seen works really well is obviously showcasing the treatment. That works really well, of like just showcasing a different treatment, putting it together in a nice kind of video, and also then introducing yourself and the offer of, first of all, you're getting someone's attention. And then from there, you are introducing yourself of who you are and why people should actually come and see you and what the offer is all about. So those kind of combinations work really well, as well as like a before and after works really well, of like showing the pain point, showing this and how we treat that, of like a stiff neck, back pain, not being able to bend over, like those kind of things, and then showing exactly of how you would treat that, or even talking through of a treatment. You are doing this kind of movement or this kind of treatment because of why. That's kind of thing of like making it more human interaction and really understanding for someone that has no idea about what a chiropractic experience would look like to actually see what it could look like for them.
Right. Okay. So I guess to some degree, from a potential client or patient point of view, their end-to-end journey from the time they click the ad to walking into the door and seeing the chiropractor, where do most offices or clinics lose the people along this you know, patient journey, and without even probably realizing it too? Where would they generally find that they lose them as such?
If someone comes in and the leader details, probably that point of like, I've left my details, and then not being able to contact them or not being able to reach them soon enough. So what we've implemented is like a warm thank you page, or we're excited to see you page of they went through a journey, they've qualified themselves, and then we have a page where like the practice owner is actually introducing themselves and welcoming them and getting excited for the treatment. Mm-hmm. So they are not just seeing that there's a real person behind it, but they also can see what are the next steps entailed and what to get excited for. So if you have the transparency and the clarity and actually a human factor, makes a big difference, and we could see and track that the show up rate with that improves quite a bit.
Mm. So you're saying that they could the practice or the clinic or the chiropractor should engage with a follow-up video that entails welcome once they've clicked.
Welcome of like once they've like left the details. A more sophisticated funnel behind it, then yes, we've seen then implementing a video works quite well. But obviously, not everyone. If you do it yourself, not everyone wants to do that kind of sophistication. Yeah. Maybe you just want to do a normal lead ad. If you do that and do it yourself, then you just make sure that you contact those people as soon as possible.
Sure. Okay. Great. Let's talk about revenue leaks, obviously, which is, you know, it can occur, okay? In terms of being able to, where do you commonly see clinics losing money when they're putting, you know, sort of this digital marketing on to help their office? Where do you see most of their revenue leaks occur?
If they're not looking into like the importance of the patient's journey, and if they're just chasing the quick fix in terms of their bookings and all of that, and they don't really look into like the longevity and the holistic approach of things, just like very much to like a chiropractic experience. Yeah. If they're not looking into like that, then very often it's just they're just wasting money because they're just putting maybe a few grand into like ads, and they're just not into testing and giving it time to actually getting the right kind of results and tracking everything along the way.
Yeah.
So that's right, okay. I've seen in the past of like they're just been wasting money potentially.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So from your perspective, the sort of experience that you've had, what makes a clinic a great fit for the kind of systems that you build?
So what we've seen works really well with us, and what we're working with is like someone that is established. So they have, it's not just the first year of out of uni, but they're like more established. They have like a team maybe other chiropractors, so they can actually offer multiple appointments. So they're looking for constant new leads and patients coming through. As well as like they're open to test different things as well. So as you said as well, like different content is needed, especially for Facebook, Instagram. So they're open to record different things, potentially be a little bit in front of camera to make sure they're actually communicating of who they are really well in front of the camera. So we can obviously do our magic in terms of editing. That's all good. Yeah. But at least being open to things like that, as well as like having the practice and the systems in place to making sure that once someone comes in and once someone leaves the detail and wants to communicate with you, that there's someone there that actually can pick up the phone and call them.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. So let's look at the flip side of it then to what you've just answered. And I'm assuming this is equally as important. Who isn't a good fit to run ads yet? Like, yeah, are we talking the literally the first year out graduate, a person who's been in practice for 50 years? What are we talking?
In terms of like working with us or running ads in general?
Well, let's look at both. Let's look at running ads in general for those who wish to maybe look at it on, do it themselves. And then in terms of what you do, what you provide.
If you want to run your own ads, I think it wouldn't harm. Like everyone can run their own ads.
Okay. Yeah.
So because even if you start from uni from scratch and you just want to get new patients coming through, if you want to do it yourself, go for it. Just be aware that you do have to test different things. It's not just every ad that works right away. So, but especially the younger generation, they know how to find the research. They know how to find the things on YouTube and know how to dig in if they want to dig in. I think they're very much capable of doing all of that. So by all means, I think it can definitely work really well. And this way you can get your feet on the ground in terms of like getting some experience and all of that, and actually helping people. I think it's a great thing in terms of like working with us. So we are not working with sole entrepreneurs because as I think you've mentioned as well in the past, it's hard to wear all the hats at the same time. So and if we're delivering a volume of leads and new patients that are coming through, you have to consider it's only one person. You can only deliver so many patients to one person. So we've seen it's not a good fit for us and what we are delivering, just the volume and the capacity that we're usually delivering, as well as like if someone has a very low patient lifetime value, I'm talking about like under 1K, that is usually not a good fit for us because we're looking into like the maximum result that we can give to our clients. And that's usually if you have a higher PVA.
Well, those people like that would probably be offices that have a very well established, like we said earlier, procedures and, you know, systems in place in order to be able to capture and in turn convert and funnel those people into ongoing regular patients.
Yeah, exactly.
So if someone is listening in and they're unsure but feels something in their, you know, is unsure but feels something in their patient journey isn't working, what's the best first step that you can recommend that they should take?
So we're actually offering like a 30-day trial right now that we're offering to actually get your feet wet in terms of like advertising if you haven't done it before. So I can share the link with you if you like, just for like also for the ACA listeners to really go through first step to assess if you even if you even feel like it's worth for you, like go through with the through the calculator that I just mentioned to you before of like plugging in those numbers, see what is actually possible and what is actually likely and what is actually the return that you could be excited about. And then to see if we're, if you are right fit, obviously we're more than happy and we would love to offer like a 30-day free trial just because we've seen once you start with ads and then obviously you have the overhead of like so many different things that you potentially have to pay can be scary. And especially if the ad system hasn't learned or hasn't get the ball rolling in terms of like the downhill snowball effect. So we want to make sure we're giving a little bit of time to the system, get some results, get some wins through the door. And that's why we have like that 30-day free trial to get that win and get excited of what is possible.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And I appreciate your honesty in establishing who you can work with and, you know, trying to see if it's the best fit. Not that everybody should be on it and not that everybody should be doing it. So, and especially with you guys. So I appreciate that honesty. From today's conversation, what's the one thing that you'd want chiropractors to take away after hearing us discuss it today? What would be the one, I guess, you know, clear take-home message for chiropractors?
That it's... ads is definitely possible and you don't have to have a huge budget in order to make it work. You don't have to work with an agency. You can also like see if it works for you, even yourself if you want to try it, if you want to have obviously some support, that there's support out there, as well as like really understanding it's not just about cost per lead. It's not just about the volume of lead. It's about understanding the different steps along the way and tracking all of those kind of things to really get what you're looking for. And that's profit at the end of the day. And obviously helping people, helping the right kind of people.
Yeah. Well, it's, well, Eva, this has been such a valuable and insightful conversation because what we've really talked about today isn't, I guess, marketing tricks or platforms. It's really about systems and clarity and respecting the patient's journey from the start to finish. You've given certainly, I think, our listeners a very clear understanding as to why lead systems and patient journeys matter more than ever. And I guess to some degree, how smart digital marketing can become a real growth engine for clinics. I think that's something that is often lost. And understand it's not just a cost center. So I can't thank you enough, and I really appreciate you sharing your expertise on the podcast today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it as well that you've obviously your perspective of like the chiropractors and giving me a really good way of like sharing all of that. So I really, really appreciate your time as well. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. It was very much borne upon by the fact that I got a lot of feedback from our listeners who wanted to know a bit more about it, because we can't avoid it. It's very much a now thing in terms of digital marketing. So these are the chiropractors who reached out to me and said, it's wonderful, all the science stuff we go through and all the information we talk in terms of the latest research. So it's great to be able to mix things up and, you know, give back to our listeners other things that they're interested in. So I just want to reach out to our practice owners out there that if you're a practice owner listening now and you want to dig deeper into building reliable new patient flow and not just more clicks, head over to Strive Digital's website, that's strivedigital.com.au, to see how Eva's team approaches real conversion-focused systems that go beyond your traditional ads. Eva, thank you again. I can't thank you enough. Your expertise has been wonderful, and I really appreciate your time. Guys, thank you so much for listening in. That's it for me. I really hope this podcast has been helpful in your quest for excellence. So guys, stay curious, stay strategic, and I look forward to chatting with you all again on our next ACA podcast.